Now, the earthworm's the big, long ones?
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. I'm scared of them.
Well, do people fish with anything but earthworms?
They fish with crickets.
Uh-huh.
Live crickets. You can buy them. Mm-hmm. Right up there at the store there, you buy those crickets.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and kind of filmy wings, and it flies around over ponds or lakes?
What did you say?
It's got a long, thin body. They're usually about this long. And the body part looks like a butterfly. But their wings are different from butterfly wings.
Skeeter?
Well now, let's see. I don't know, maybe, let me draw you a picture of it. That's kind of what its body looks like, and its wings. Does that help?
Yes, ain't that a mosquito? Well, flying mosquito. These are mosquitoes, ain't they?
I don't know. That may be.
It is.
I've heard people call them skeeter hawks.
Yeah, they're skeeter hawks. That's uh-huh. That's what you draw this now.
Uh-huh.
That's a skeeter hawk.
Okay, fine.
And they fly along the water, and every now and then he dip his tail down in the water.
That's right.
Yes, uh-huh. So that's a skeeter hawk.
Okay, fine. What do people call an insect that looks kind of like a wasp, but it builds a nest out of mud? And some people.
Dirt dauber.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Chufas.
Okay. Can people eat chufas?
Oh, yes, ma'am. People can eat them, but you know they're mostly for the hogs.
Uh-huh.
But children love them. I love them, too.
Well, do you have to shell them?
No, you just get them up. Now, peanuts, now, they be on the ground, but you don't mean them.
Mm-hmm.
Mean peanuts?
Well, I mean, all kinds. I'm interested in all the chufas and the peanuts and any other kind.
You have to shell the peanuts, what they made onto the ground. You pull them up.
Uh-huh.
And chufas is onto the ground, too. But you just take chufas and wash them off, and you can chew them and eat them. The hogs are crazy over them. That's good what the hogs eat. But the people don't let the hog eat all the peanuts. They pull them up and sell them.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy...
It's like his father.
And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy...
is just like his father.
Okay. What do you call somebody who helps at childbirth?
Midwife?
Mm-hmm. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City. A city man, a city woman. That's what he called.
And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Countryman. There's a countryman there.
What do you call people whose skin is dark colored like yours?
Negro.
And what do you call people whose skin is light colored?
Call them yellow people.
Okay. And what about people whose skin is the color of mine?
White people.
If a white person got mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
Call him a cracker, that's what they call him. Get mad at him.
Okay.
They do. That old cracker done so and so.
Well, now, have you ever heard the word buckra?
Yes, I heard him name buckra. They call him buckra. Some call him buckra.
And is that about the same thing as cracker?
The same thing. Same thing.
Okay. Well, now, have you ever heard the word sage up to mean the same thing?
I reckon that'd mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody say that?
Yes, ma'am, I've heard people say it.
Uh-huh.
But you know, some people use words when they say it, you hardly know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I know it. They don't really mean it.
They don't mean that.
Now, if a white person got mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
The white man would call the colored person, call him a Negro. That's what he'd call him. What do you think he'd call him?
Okay.
Call him, that's Negro. Yeah.
Okay.